Chapter 7. The Talk of the Town. The next morning, Rainbow Dash awoke to the sound of a loud thunderclap. She popped her head out the window of her home in Cloudsdale. All the other Pegasi were darting around in a tizzy and jumping on the thick gray clouds to drain them. With each push, big raindrops began to fall on the landscape below. It was pouring.
"That's funny," said Rainbow Dash, still a little groggy. "I don't remember a heavy thunderstorm being scheduled for today."
Usually, Rainbow Dash knew when all the weather changes were supposed to happen. But today, she was distracted and out of the loop. Glitterdew, a purple Pegasus with a blue mane and a starry cloud for a cutie mark, heard her and flew over.
"We changed the schedule yesterday, but no pony could find you."
She darted off to join the efforts.
"It's only a morning rainfall."
"What was I doing yesterday that was so important that I'd miss the weather schedule?" asked Rainbow Dash, scratching her head. Her brain felt a bit fuzzy. She'd had a weird dream about walking on a tightrope and then eating some insanely hot peppers. Unless...
that was real!
Rainbow touched her hoof to her mouth. Her tongue still felt a little numb. "Oh my gosh," she thought. The events of the previous day came flooding back to her.
"That was no dream. That is what I was doing," she said aloud.
Rainbow Dash had spent all day zipping around Ponyville, showing every pony in town that she was the bravest pony ever. Now she was known as Daring Dash, undeniably, unquestionably, unstoppable.
"Great job, me,"
she said, patting herself on the back with her right wing. Suddenly, Rainbow Dash couldn't wait a single second longer to get down to Ponyville to greet every pony, especially her friends. Even though Twilight, Applejack, Rarity, and Fluttershy had been totally skeptical before, there was no way they wouldn't have come to their senses by now. They'd have to admit that she kicked serious flank on those dares, and nothing bad had happened. They really could be such a group of worry ponies. All Rainbow Dash had to do now was sit back and wait for their apologies. And in the meantime, she would enjoy the praise that came with the title of being Ponyville's bravest.
"Sorry, guys," Rainbow shouted to the other Pegasi. "I've got somewhere to be."
Rainbow stretched her blue wings and smoothed down her multicolored mane. She gave herself a quick wink in the mirror and took off for Ponyville below. Rainbow soared down from the sky and immediately noticed how full the town square looked. Apparently, word of Daring Dash's amazing feats had been spread across Ponyville by wildfire. There were twice as many fans as yesterday. They all gathered excitedly, chattering and recapping their favorite dares. Some of them were even wearing their Daring Do costumes from the book party, but had added rainbow-colored wigs to the look. "Wow," thought Rainbow, "there sure are a lot of ponies here to see me."
"Are you all excited for Daring Dash?"
Pinkie Pie shouted to the herd. She was standing on the platform in front of the dashboard. Her outfit of choice was a rainbow-colored Daring Dash t-shirt and a hat that looked like a giant hot chili pepper. A few other ponies were wearing them, too, so there must have been a merchandise booth somewhere. For some strange reason, Rainbow was starting to feel a little bit panicked. It was confusing. The scene certainly had a ton of things she loved. A crowd cheering her name, her best friends watching, and new thrilling challenges to take on. Maybe it would be better to keep her entrance low-key this time. She landed in an alleyway and crept onto the scene, unnoticed. A few more ponies trotted up, and Rainbow quickly darted behind a shop to listen to the conversation.
"I'm gonna dare Daring Dash to hoof wrestle with Snowflake, the strongest Pegasus in Cloudsdale," said a pink pony with a curly teal mane.
"Well, I'm going to dare her to fight a manticore," added an orange unicorn with a cutie mark of a cactus, "with her bare hooves."
"How about daring her to get a hoofacure?" suggested their purple earth pony pal with a giggle.
Rainbow cringed. She didn't like the sound of that one. If there was anything Rainbow hated more than chili peppers, it was beauty treatments at the Ponyville Day Spa.
"Ooh, a hoof-a-cure," whispered Pinky into Rainbow's ear. "How are you going to do that, Rainbow? You hate the Ponyville Day Spa!"
"Whoa, where'd you come from?" shouted Rainbow, jumping back in shock and landing in the town square. Rainbow looked up at the platform in confusion. Sometimes Pinkie Pie seemed to move faster than Rainbow. Pinkie shrugged.
"Is something wrong?" said Fluttershy, floating down to meet the two of them. "You seem a little jumpy today, Rainbow Dash."
"Of course not," Rainbow shot back in defense. "Everything is perfect. Look at this place. Every pony loves me." She took off toward the stage, leaving a rainbow trail behind her. But as soon as she landed, a large mass of dark clouds began to drift over the town square. Then a bright shock of light zigzagged across the sky. Rain poured down and began to drench the ponies.
"Aw, come on, guys!" Rainbow shouted up at the sky. "Couldn't you wait just a little longer to do that? We're sort of in the middle of something here."
"Sorry, Rainbow Dash," Silverstream, a gray Pegasus with a blue mane, shouted. "Carry on!"
"Thank you," she shouted back, satisfied. "Even the Pegasi did what she said."
Finally, the clouds parted, and a strong ray of sunlight pierced through onto the crowd. One spot in the square was immediately lit up, drawing every pony's attention. Standing in the middle was none other than Zecora, Ponyville's resident shaman. She wore lots of gold necklaces and a set of shimmering hoops in her ears. Her left foreleg was adorned with shiny bangles, and she wore her black and white striped mane short.
"What's up, Zecora?"
said Rainbow Dash casually. In truth, she was a little nervous about the worried look on Zecora's face, but Rainbow couldn't let any pony see that. Zecora did have a taste for the dramatic, and the whole clouds parting, personal spotlight business had not helped the situation. Maybe whatever Zecora had to say would be no big deal.
"Citizens of Ponyville," she bellowed in her rich, deep voice. Zecora paused, like she was struggling to find the strength to carry on.
"Is everything okay?"
Twilight stepped forward, her voice doing little to hide her alarm. Zecora continued,
"I've come to summon the pony who has proved bravest."
"Oh, well, in that case, I think you're looking for me. Bravest pony in town right here."
Rainbow pointed to herself and puffed up with pride.
"For only she can be the one to save us."
On the other hoof, maybe it was time to panic. Zecora's gold hoop earrings glistened as she nodded her head.
"Of course, Rainbow Dash should be the one. Her skills and courage are second to none."
The zebra made her way toward the platform. A few ponies jumped out of the way, scared. It was silly. Rainbow Dash and her friends knew that Zecora wasn't actually an evil enchantress like they'd originally thought. She may have been lots of things, mystical, magical, and mysterious, but malicious was definitely not one of them. Too bad some stubborn ponies still held on to that fear.
"Anything you need, Daring Dash will do,"
Rainbow assured her with a salute.
"So, what is it I'm doing?"
Zecora looked around at the group of ponies, her blue eyes full of worry.
"A token that provides us protection was stolen for another's collection."
"Okay," Rainbow Dash nodded. "So you're saying it's pretty important and stuff. Got it. What is it?"
"The precious relic of a golden hue resembles the hook of a horse's shoe."
Zecora waved her hoof toward the crowd, and a three-dimensional image of the relic appeared out of wispy green smoke. It spun around slowly in the air so that every pony could see it. One side of the horseshoe was completely gold, and the reverse looked rusted and beat up. Twilight Sparkle gasped and stepped forward.
"You couldn't possibly mean the half-gilded horseshoe?"
Rainbow Dash looked around to see if any pony else knew what Twilight was talking about.
But their faces were all blank. Twilight knew a lot about a wide range of topics from all her studies on magical history.
The what?
Applejack cocked her head to the side.
Did she just say something about gilded shoes?
Rarity trilled.
Now you've got my attention.
She trotted up to the rotating image of the horseshoe and started fussing over it every time she saw the gold side. Rarity couldn't help herself around anything shiny.
It's not really a shoe. The half-gilded horseshoe is like a key of sorts. To the spirit circle, Twilight explained. The myth says that the pony who unlocks it will find a room full of treasures, but at a great cost.
Treasures?
Asked Spike, his eyes sparkling.
Like gems? Big ones?
Maybe, but no pony really knows, said Twilight. Honestly, I really thought the whole thing was an old pony's tale.
Much of the legend is a mystery, and most regarded as ancient history, said Sakura. But I have failed as the key's protector, and so must prepare to face these specters.
Am I missing something here?
Rainbow Dash asked.
An old rusty shoe was stolen, and now some pony's gonna score some treasure.
She lifted an eyebrow skeptically.
And this puts us in danger how exactly?
Sakura swatted away the green smoke with her hoof.
The ghosts will be free when key meets lock. If you want to save Ponyville, fly fast. Don't walk!
Rainbow wasn't too sure about legends or ghosts, but if there was one thing she knew, it was flying fast. Rainbow stepped forward without another thought.
I'll do it!
The shaman sighed and patted Rainbow on the shoulder.
It is a great relief that our best flyer will be the one to put out this fire.
You bet! Never fear, Ponyville! Daring Dash is here!
She shouted, flying up into the sky. Finally, Daring Dash had her own real book-worthy adventure to star in. All that other stuff had just been practice.